in the red zone. We review some very important numbers through 3 weeks. Many of these numbers determine what I did pre-flop going into my fantasy draft. We'll talk about red zone touches for rushing attempts in this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship, as well as Brandon Legal Group for everything they do in my podcast universe and supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you never need legal assistance. If you do, remember they are full service. Find out what full service means by getting a free consult anytime at 813-902-3576 or click the box to receive a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Email for fantasy questions. Got an email from longtime Todd Wright Tour player and often player in one of my fantasy leagues, Greg, who didn't have some things work out from his draft, but what he's been doing since in terms of claims is very sensible and should help him going forward. I'm not sure yet through 3 weeks if there is or can identify who the big home run waiver claim is, as it was 2 years ago for me and Kyron Williams, as it was the rookie year of Alvin Kamara. At this point, I don't know who that is or if there is one. However, I have found waivers to be worthwhile. And while I always go into the season saying I draft guys in the mid to later rounds for a reason, don't remove them from your roster so quickly, I did more of that than I thought, and I actually feel pretty good about it. The one, I couldn't maintain ownership of Ollie Gordon and Scataboo going into week 3. I wish I still had one or both of them on rosters in my leagues, but I feel good about who I do have. While I'm certainly not rooting against those guys, and Scataboo may get a bump now because of Dart. I know there are some saying, well, Dart's going to run. Look at Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor. They can both run. And we're about to talk about Jones and Taylor because I'm going to review what I think are very important numbers. I remember going back a few years and I was playing the great Ira Kaufman from JoeBucksFan.com in a head-to-head game. It wasn't a championship game. I beat him for a championship and won the 12-team league 1 year. This was before that. I think this was even the year before that, when I was ahead of the game on Jalen Hurts before we even called it the tush push. And I had Hurts as my quarterback against Ira in that game. And on two occasions in that game, Hurts goes in from the one-yard line before this was mainstream, and I get a text from Ira calling it cheap touchdowns. The key word there is touchdowns. I think most of you know, I'm very wired to players who score. I want guys who know how to get into the end zone, who get opportunities to get into the end zone, who have their number called by offensive play callers to do exactly that. I feel there is still underrated value for some reason in fantasy football, underrated value in guys who score. It's overlooked. It's worth 6 if you rush it, 6 if you catch it, little less if you throw it at 4. Quarterbacks are kind of an entirely different animal in fantasy football. I mean, we go into week 4, Caleb Williams is a top 5 fantasy quarterback, right? Quarterbacks are odd. So the red zone rushing attempt to me has huge value. Through 3 weeks, let's review some of the numbers on who's getting those attempts and what it tells you. Inside the 5-yard line through 3 games, there are 3 players who have 5 attempts to run the ball from inside the 5-yard line. Jonathan Taylor, Jalen Hurts, and Josh Allen. Those 3 have combined on those 15 rushing attempts for 7 touchdowns. Taylor 2, Hurts 3, Allen 2. Inside the 5 rushing attempts, a total of 4. So over 1 per week through 3 weeks. James Cook has 4 for 3 touchdowns. So Allen 5 attempts inside the 5. Cook 4 attempts inside the 5. Pretty even. Josh Jacobs, 4 attempts inside the 5, 2 touchdowns. Jaylen Warren, who I do have on one of my teams, I've never played him. The minute this TD number starts to tick up, I might have to do so. 4 attempts inside the 5, no touchdowns, but for a total of 4 yards. So he's getting the opportunities, right? Who else do the Steelers have that they're going to use in that situation? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to run it. The rookie running back isn't going to be in there. And that's not a Gainwell play. There's jet sweep in their book. Fade to DK Metcalf. Haven't seen it. So I think Warren's going to continue to get those opportunities, even though he's 0 for 4 inside the 5. Daniel Jones, 4 attempts, 3 touchdowns. David Montgomery, 4 attempts, 2 touchdowns. Second year in a row, I, and some of you, guilty as charged, not investing a what? 5th round-ish draft pick on David Montgomery to get 1,100 yards and multiple touchdowns and red zone touches. 4 attempts, 2 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs, by the way, 3 attempts, inside the 5, 2 touchdowns. So there's balance there. Barkley, this is interesting. 3 attempts, no touchdowns, -8 yards. So like when Greg emailed me earlier this week, listener of the podcast, Todd Ray Tour player, etc., said he was just up. A lot of people are upset that they're not getting what they needed or wanted from their first round draft pick. Greg's one of those on Barkley. At the same time, Greg's not sitting Barkley. No one in their right mind is. But that's a big reason. If that 3 inside the 5 for -8 was 3 for 3 yards and 2 touchdowns, you feel a lot different about Barkley's production through 3 weeks. Kyren Williams, 3 attempts, 1 touchdown. We know Blake Corum got one of those. I think it was in week 2. Chase Brown. Speaking of guys you drafted to be a running back starter in the first 2 rounds who you're unhappy with. Chase Brown, 3 attempts inside the 5, 2 yards, no touchdowns. Amari Hampton, 3 attempts, 3 yards, 1 touchdown. Rico Dowdle. We haven't mentioned his name in this podcast this season. 3 attempts, 1 touchdown. Is that worth watching as a TD vulture? Chuba Hubbard owners probably noticed this. I didn't. James Conner, 3 for 1, Three attempts, 4 yards, one touchdown. We'll see if Trey Benson gets those looks and what he does with them. Because that could lend itself to, there was the Trey McBride parade this week off him actually scoring a touchdown and on a red zone throw. The Connor injury and what the Cardinals play call and how they feel Benson can handle the obvious Connor goal to go reps will be a factor here going forward on McBride. Derrick Henry, 3 for 1 yard, no touchdown. So not only is Derrick Henry fumbled in each of the three games, 2 very ill-timed, he's had 3 carries inside the 5 and not scored on any of them. Let's see how many 2s there are and if it's significant. I'll just give you who's gone 2 for 2. Rushing attempts inside the 5. Kenneth Walker is 2 for 2. Javonte is 2 for 2. Justin Fields is 2 for 2. And that's where it ends. Let's go to the 10-yard line now and look at attempts there. Josh Jacobs, this is where I did the whole podcast on him, and I'm invested in him in both my 10 and my 12 team. Didn't like the game against Cleveland until further notice. I think most running backs are going to struggle against the Cleveland Browns. 9 attempts inside the 10, 2 touchdowns. Both the touchdowns came inside the 5, but no one has more rushing attempts in goal to go than Josh Jacobs. Tied with him, Saquon Barkley. Barkley, 9 attempts, 14 yards, 1 touchdown. So combine the Barkley numbers. How about this? When the Eagles give it to Barkley inside the 5, it's 3 for -8. When they give it to him from the 6 to the 10, it's 6 carries for 22 yards, but still only down. The volume's there. Jonathan Taylor, 8 carries inside the 10. 5 of those inside the 5. Josh Allen, 7 carries inside the 10. So Josh has 2 additional carries between the 5 and the 10, not just inside the 5. Jaylen Warren, goal to go. Pittsburgh hands the ball to Jaylen Warren. 7 carries, 16 yards, still no touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 7 carries inside the 10, still the 3 touchdowns that we talked about inside the 5. Here's the group who've had 6 carries inside the 10. Jalen Hurts, so he has 1 touchdown from between the 5 and the 10, between the 6 and the 10, basically. Jahmyr Gibbs, granted, who has 3 carries inside the 5, he has 3 carries from the 6 to the 10. Chase Brown, 6 carries. Amarian Hampton, 6 carries. Christian McCaffrey, 6 carries. Interestingly, on McCaffrey doesn't have an inside the 5 or an inside the 10-yard touchdown yet. But he's had 6 attempts inside the 10. Eventually, that breaks. And history says it does for McCaffrey as well. James Cook, 5 carries inside the 10. Here are the ones with 5. Cook, Montgomery, Kyron, Dowdle, there's that name again, Dobbins, 5 carries inside the 10, 7 yards, 1 touchdown. And then we get to the 4s. There are only 4 with 4 carries inside the 10. Henry, still no touchdown if we add inside the 10. Charbonnet, that had to be from the first game. 4 carries, 1 TD. Tony Pollard, 4 carries, 8 yards, 1 TD. Allgaier, that was week 2. 4 carries, 1 touchdown. Let's pull it all the way out to inside the 20 and look at attempts there. So this is, they're in the red zone. Who's getting the ball? Your team, a team, just got inside the 20-yard line, whose number is getting called the most? This is what you want. Taylor, 16 attempts inside the 20-yard line. Huge number. Gibbs, 15 attempts. It's one of the things that's coming out of this Lions start. They couldn't have looked worse in week one. Big number in week two. Nearly as big of a number week three. It looks like, minus Ben Johnson, at least for now, the Lions may just be like, let's just run the ball. Gibbs has 15 attempts inside the 20-yard line. And he's Mr. Checkdown so Goff doesn't get hit. Remember the 10 passes he caught in week one? McCaffrey is third. Still no touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, but 13 rushing attempts inside the 20, albeit only for 7 yards. The shortening of the field, I guess this makes sense because Kittle got hurt so early, and Pearsall is almost exclusively a downfield guy. So the Niners and Kyle Shanahan need to... It shows their offensive line isn't just blowing people off the ball. And with no Kittle, it's like, all right, what's your short yardage mid guy to take the edge off McCaffrey to at least give the defense another thought? And they don't have it right now. But they'll figure it out. Josh Jacobs, 12 carries inside the 20. Jaylen Warren, 12 carries inside the 20. James Cook, 12. Barkley, 11. Hurts, 10. It's not just the tush push. Hurts has 5 attempts inside the 5. 10 attempts inside the 20. ETN, 10 attempts inside the 20. 8 of those are from between the 11 and 20-yard line. Scataboo and Ken Walker also pop on this chart. 8 carries each inside the 20 for 2 touchdowns. Despite Walker's reduced usage in week one, Scataboo has only really been used, what, the last game and a half? And there's Jordan Mason jumping up. 7 carries, 22 yards, 2 touchdowns inside the 20-yard line. One other note, just because this came up in the new blind date segment that was pretty cool they did on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour on, I believe, Wednesday show with Matthew Berry, Connor Rogers, and Jay Retcher. Alvin Kamara on a bad Saints team isn't good. I'm not blaming Kamara, but it further leads to those of us feeling Kamara will be dealt. And if you drafted Kamara, you're counting on that. Because while Olave's catching balls, Johnson is worth, if you're in a mandatory tight end league, he's worth considering as a starter. Kamara's not catching balls. Maybe that's not a Spencer Rattler thing. Maybe it's not a Kellen Moore thing. Because remember when Bill Belichick brought in Zeke for 1 year after Dallas said, yeah, we're good, Zeke. And Belichick threw him the ball a ton. Maybe that's just not something Kellen Moore does a lot of. And Kamara has a total of 6 carries inside the 20 for 34 yards and 1 touchdown. But Kamara's numbers are way down. Also, just a quick note here, it's not an I told you so because I know the Bucs are 3-0 and Bucky Irving has moved the chains a lot. But with that bad offensive line, and there were some concerns about these numbers last year as well, not being the top option in goal to go or red zone situations, Bucky Irving inside the 20 this year has 6 carries for 1 yard and no touchdowns. Bucky has not had a rushing attempt inside the 5 and inside the 10, 3 carries, minus 2 yards. I know you're not unhappy with Bucky, but it just shows they're not handing him the ball inside the 5, inside the 10, inside the 20. Let's see if that changes with Wirfs. But last year, those numbers weren't good either. It's get Bucky into the open field. Run him in non-running situations. Merritt's watching. The Rico Dowdle is more productive, gets his number called on rushing attempts, and is more productive inside the 20 than Bucky Irving. Dowdle, 6 carries, 5 yards, 1 touchdown. And that 1 touchdown came inside the 5. I'll leave it there. Just wanted to talk about running backs getting that high percentage chance, or quarterbacks, high percentage chance, the cheap touchdown that Ira ripped me for. Yeah, it's still worth 6 points. It's like people who say, well, your team hasn't won a Super Bowl in however many long. Yeah, they all count the same, asshole. A rushing touchdown counts the same. Now, sure, there are yardage bonuses. I get that. But it's still 6. The equivalent in yardage is 60 yards. You want guys who score. Remember, there were, I talk about how PPR is 20th century fantasy football. That's also when you kind of only played for guys to score touchdowns before we got the yardage bonuses. But guys who score still, to me, have underrated value. If you have guys who are always getting those opportunities more than others, when his team gets inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5, and we just talked about the ground game here, not the obvious, they're going to call, the quarterback's going to throw to a certain guy. That's a little tougher to predict, a little. On some teams, it's not. They're going to throw to blank when they get inside the 5, especially inside the 10, inside the 20. Whose number gets called? This is the ground game. Who's most likely to get that chance? Those are on the play sheet. Those are in the mind of everybody in the huddle when they get to a certain point. So-and-so's getting the ball. You want those guys in your fantasy lineup. Hope some of what I gave you there from those stats, and you can look at those numbers yourself. I look at a very good free source, profootballreference.com, gives you 2025 NFL red zone rushing stats. And you can even click back to look at 2024 or for deeper patterns, 2023. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening. Good luck this weekend. We recorded this Thursday before week 4 starts with Cardinals and Seahawks. Speaking of running backs, there will be things to watch there. And Walker, if Charbonnet doesn't go, that's a real green light for this week. But we'll talk more about that after the fact.